Hi, this is Ava from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI automation and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at Entrepreneur.com, and welcome to another snack-sized edition of our show, How Success Happens. Every week, I'm digging through the archives to find you a nice little hit of inspiration to keep you going. So, to give you a little peek behind the scenes here, sometimes I'll hear that someone has a new project out or this new thing that's out in the world, and it'll remind me, oh yeah, I remember talking to them, and that'll make me give the episode a listen, and then I'll find a little tidbit from that, and then there we go. Or sometimes I'm just randomly looking around at the people that I've talked to, and a name jumps out at me. Well, that's the case for today. I saw Terry Cruz's name and thought, yeah, that'll be fun. Terry, as you probably know, is a very funny comedic actor who is in Everybody Hates Chris and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and a ton of other stuff. And it was interesting because as I was listening to it, the conversation was fun, but what I forgot is how deep and soulful it was on Terry's part. Don't worry. I'm in no danger of considering myself deep or soulful. So back in 2022, Terry had just released a memoir called Tough, which examined his mental and physical struggles living up to the concept of toughness. Now, you may know that before acting, Terry played in the NFL. So this was a big part of his life. So I started asking Terry, just to kick things off, what was his definition of toughness and how had it evolved over the years?
Well, the reason the book is called Tough, basically, is because I had to change what that word meant to me. And my definition of tough, you know, most men live their lives trying to settle scores. You know what I mean? Either it, you know, you live your life almost like a revenge movie. You know, it's right. Not like Payback or Taken or, you know, all the Charles Bronson death movies, you know what I mean? And that's a fantasy. I mean, it's really one of the things where, you know, it just makes you feel really good to anybody who ever doubted you, anybody who ever put you to the side, anybody, you can get them back. And, you know, success is the best revenge and this kind of thing. And to do that, you had to be tough, like a super tough guy. The realization of what toughness really, really was blew me away. It happened when my life fell apart. You know, my wife was leaving me. I was very successful and I was looking at everything in my life. Like, how did I go wrong? Like, how did I miss this? And I, you know, what was wild is that I actually had to go into recovery, a rehab for pornography addiction. And the thing that hit me there was the influence of the 12 steps, be it from alcoholism to drugs, the whole thing. And, you know, it starts with this serenity prayer. And the serenity prayer was kind of blew me away. It's all about accepting what you can't change, having the courage to change what you could, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, you have to understand, that whole thing really, like, where I found was watershed for me is I realized that I was trying to change things that I couldn't. You know what I mean? I was trying to control things, control people, control. And that's how my life became. And then what I was also realizing is that I wasn't exhibiting any courage to change the things that I could. So I was powerless at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was a reversal of what the serenity prayer was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was, I would lie to my family in an effort to control them. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And the question I used to ask was, why doesn't my wife believe me? But the new question I had to ask was, why did I lie? See, that's two totally different worlds.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then I said, man, I have much more power than I ever realized. And this revenge movie was not going to work. I had to choose whether I was going to be a success or I was going to have revenge, but I couldn't have both. It was crazy to me. You know what I mean? Like in your mind as a man, you're like, yeah, man, success is going to be my revenge. You know what I
right.
mean? That go hand in hand. But I realized that you either had to have one or the other. And this means letting go of all that revenge fantasy of getting people back, of trying. It's wild because we as men, I mean, when you look at even rap music, how misogyny has come, you know, you start, gangster rappers started off by being dogged out by some girl, and now all of a sudden she's a whatever for the rest of, for all your, you can base a whole career on that.
Right.
Or in sports, somebody did you wrong and you decide, I'm going to take them out. I mean, when I looked at the one thing that hit me when I looked at The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, he took everything personal. You know what I mean? It was like a revenge movie. It was like, that's how you win. But I ended up damaged and hurt with that mentality. And I said, true success, it came from a quote. It blew me away. It said, intelligent decision making sometimes requires us to forget what we've lost and reevaluate the situation as it exists today. And I went, wait a minute, man. I have got to let this stuff go. I have to learn how to just forgive, cut things, you know, just cut off the past and search for a new path. But that's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough. When I say tough, it takes actually examining everything you're about to that degree. It hurts, man. When I, it's like a, it's like walking on a bed of nails. It's like you're literally doing surgery on yourself and not anybody else. And it became, and that's what I said, that's my definition of tough. If I could be that tough enough to handle, to really, really examine who I am and why I do what I do and correct those things that I can change, woo, that's what the whole book is literally about.
So Terry was a football player in the NFL, and he's been part of these incredible ensembles and some of the comedies that he's been in. So I asked him about that whole, I don't know, push-pull of you want to be a star, you want to put out your best, but sometimes you have to make sacrifices for yourself for the greater good. So Terry had a lot of incredible things to say on that subject.
Let me tell you, I'm a prime example of that. My time in the NFL, you got to understand something. Like an NFL team looks like a team, okay? And it's, they got the logos, they got numbers, it's all good. But what you have in there is a bunch of men competing for the same light, for the same gig. So what happened was, I mean, I could smile at you and be like, hey, I'm ready to work with you and do all that thing, but I'm secretly trying to destroy you. You know what I mean? With every injury that happens on an NFL field, there's somebody cheering.
Yeah.
Somebody in the back, because that's my opportunity.
Right. Oh, man.
And the competition becomes, not, it doesn't become the goal, like the competition being, all right, we have to become better people and all things. The competition becomes you, the person next to me, the person that I'm working with, the person that we're hand in hand trying to get something done, but I'm secretly trying to destroy you. I was that guy.
Wow.
And I'm trying to tell you, it leads to nothing. It leads to damaged goods. And it's so wild because when you can almost see that attitude, and once I changed, and I have to say this, which blows my mind. Once I started to realize and I truly understand that this is the truth, it's not Pollyanna, this is not Kumbaya, this is not a pie in the sky, that the success of everyone in your circle is your success. Because you think if Johnny makes it, that's going to hurt me, right? No, it doesn't. Because everyone in the circle that survives and thrives and does well actually helps you in all kind of ways. Now, it may happen down the road. You may not see it immediately, but I'm telling you, and once I got that, and what I loved is actually in acting and in you know, movies and stuff, doing ensemble comedies, it's kind of great because you want the other guy to get the laugh. Mm. But what happens is you get it. You know what I mean? It's like when you give, you get.
You're right.
Things that seem to be like, again, kumbaya and la la la, but it works. It has never changed. There are principles. And when it's a principle, it's part of the law of the universe. You know what I mean? If you give, you get back. And probably you get more back. And the thing I realized is like, but when I saw, every time that I tried to steal the scene or take from, you know, make it all about me, the scene sucked. You know what I mean? It was just, or I made a joke at someone else's expense.
Right.
They're hurt and I'm left with all the light and the whole thing. I mean, it's good for a minute, but over time, nobody trusts you.
Right.
Over time, nobody wants to even work with you. And I said, man, these things are true and they work. And so in the workplace, if you take that attitude of giving as opposed to and not competing with your buddies. That's the thing. The people who are around you, you're working this thing together and you try to build them up, man, all of a sudden you'll see everybody will come to your aid. All of a sudden, it'll be pretty obvious, you know, how success will work for the whole company.
And finally, asking for help, not always the easiest thing to do. We can feel embarrassed by it. We could feel overly humbled by it. We don't want to admit that we're not in control of things. So here's Terry's advice for putting all of those feelings aside, asking for help, getting the help you need, and what that can mean to your life.
First thing I look at, it's a business model. It's when you look at results, nothing like looking at that spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we're losing money here. You know, we got to stop that. You know what I mean? Like, it's so wild because we do that in business, we understand it, but in life, we don't. You know, mm-hmm. It's two different worlds. And that's what I had to do. I had to look at my spreadsheet. Like, why does my family not like me right now? You know what I mean? Like, what are the results here? I like, because I'm doing great over here.
Yeah.
Here, it's just not working. And these hard questions, you know, you have to ask people, like, in your life. You know what I mean? Because let me tell you, anybody who's not going to tell you the truth, you don't want them around you anyway.
Right.
You don't want a bunch of psychopaths. You do not want that. That is a disaster.
Right.
And what I had is I realized the people who really loved me and the people who really cared about me would always tell me the truth. That's the thing. And I was like, okay, I'm looking at these results and it hurts.
Yeah.
Again, when I tell you the pain, it is very painful to look at your own faults. And this is what the toughness comes from. It's like walking with a nail in your shoe. But sooner or later, when that stuff heals up, man, you're stronger than ever. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm so glad I went through that time. I'm so glad because it saved my life. Mm. It really did. I don't know where I would be right now. I'll be honest with you. I have no idea.
Okay, well, that is it. We're going to wrap it there. I'm going to thank Terry for talking to me several years ago at this point, but his words still ring pretty true. I hope you got a lot out of that. I did from the re-listen. And hope you will subscribe to our show, How Success Happens. You'll get two episodes a week, not just one, two. And they're both free. Two for one, for free, for two. You know, I need help with math. That's what I need help with. But thank you to anyone who has subscribed or rated our show. You can also hit me up at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. You can also subscribe to our newsletter at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. Or you could do none of those things. You could just press stop and you could go on with your life, which I will not fault you for. This is a no judgment zone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Well, you'll hear me next. I always say see, but that doesn't really make any sense. We'll figure it out next time.